Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm now with you each week at this new time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll talk about looking ahead to our revolutionary summer. We have plenty of economic and social changes occurring this summer and fall, even ones we can't anticipate. Sovereign debt crises, banking crises, dollar challenges, and peak resources are all on the plate for changes. Discover the unexpected surprises, too. This is the summer when the rubber meets the road. Are you ready? After that, I'll give you the prosperity tip of the week. And also, just a quick reminder that now that this show is only 30 minutes long instead of an hour, I'm alternating weeks for taking callers. So I'll take callers on the second segment of this show next week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that I'll be speaking June 3rd at the Conscious Business Telesummit. You can attend that by telephone from anywhere in the world. I'll be speaking on good timing for success. To learn more, just go to consciousbusinesstelesummit.com/Madeline. And this info is also on my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And just look under the What's New column and click on that link. And it's also in today's written version of What's Up in the Heavens. And I also want to let you know that if you're in the Seattle or Puget Sound area, you may want to join me at Jalayla Star's workshop tomorrow on Saturday, May 22nd from 11 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the East Shore Unitarian Church in Bellevue. She was on my show a couple of weeks ago, and her workshop is about 2012 DNA and You. This is a great and rare opportunity to hear Jalayla since she lives in the Midwest. She has an excellent message, and this one is especially for people who are here to help others get through our major changes. Now, to learn more about the workshop and how you can attend, call Chris Shellman at 206-618-1377. That number again for Chris is 206-618-1377, and maybe I'll see you there. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, we're just now finishing up a period with complex financial cycles. We've been seeing financial and relationship challenges all this past week. You may have noticed the stock market isn't doing so well. These challenges were shown by the cycles of Saturn opposite Jupiter and Uranus, all square to Venus. Now, these have now peaked, and they're still in range now through tomorrow, May 22nd. So you may have encountered unexpected financial or relationship challenges this week. So if you had a rough week, these cycles are letting up, and it should get better. But as I've mentioned before, the stock market will be erratic and probably down most of the summer and fall. I recommend you buy gold instead. At the same time that that was happening, the universe also offered us a different solution. We still have Venus trine Neptune in range through tomorrow, May 22nd. And this suggests that if we will maintain a belief in receiving the financial help we want or need, that it will be forthcoming. And immediately behind this cycle, we have one of the best financial cycles of all, Venus trine Chiron. This cycle peaked yesterday, but it stays in range through May 26th, so the universe is keeping its promise. Now, in addition, we still have a little bit more help from another set of cycles with the Sun trine Saturn, while the Sun is also sextile Jupiter and Uranus. Now, if you need assistance from a manager, now is the time to ask for some support. Don't wait, as this energy is nearly over. The set of cycles is in range now through Sunday, May 23rd, so take advantage. Plus, we're still in a terrific cycle for communications with powerful people or the masses. The cycle, which is Mercury trine Pluto, peaked for a final time on this past Wednesday, May 19th, and it remains in range through May 27th. So if you have powerful people to communicate with or you want to connect with the masses, do it now. Next, we have a tough cycle just starting today, May 21st. This cycle is Mars opposite Neptune, and often this energy corresponds to being overly fatigued, having low energy, or getting sick. It can also relate to scattering your energy and not really accomplishing much. The real purpose behind this cycle is to become more spiritually motivated, as in choosing compassion or forgiveness instead of anger. But because we tend to ignore the spiritual part of life, sometimes the universe has to get our attention by slowing us down. So just better if you let yourself be focused on spiritual matters instead. Take some time to meditate each day. And if you don't do that, you may find yourself spaced out all day and also get some extra sleep and just rest. The cycle peaks on June 4th and stays in range through June 12th. Next, we're now in the midst of another cycle that's commonly associated with challenging but passionate and powerful relationships. Can also be related to too much debt. Oh my God. In both cases, you can experience unpleasant power issues. The cycle is Venus opposite Pluto, and it peaks this Sunday, May 23rd. The good news is that we have some help to mediate this, since Venus is trine Chiron and Mercury is trine Pluto. So look for an easy solution if you find yourself in a tough financial or relationship challenge. This cycle stays in range through May 29th. Now, next, I want to mention two of our longer-term cycles, which occur next week. This Sunday, we get the peak of a long-term cycle on May 23rd. This cycle is Jupiter opposite Saturn, and it's one of the major economic cycles. This cycle is at its low, which reflects some of the big challenges we're still having in the economy. That's because the debt levels haven't gotten any better. In fact, many are worse. And we'll continue to have this cycle through the summer. It peaks a second time on August 16th, and it stays in range through September 16th. And I'll talk a little more about some of this in a few minutes. Now, in addition, Uranus moves into the sign of Aries next Thursday on May 27th. Now, it hasn't done this for about 84 years. We're headed into a summer and fall filled with major changes, and this is an important part of those major changes. Uranus will square Pluto as soon as it enters Aries on May 27th. Now, that cycle is one that's associated with revolutionary energies. And for those of you who remember the 1960s, that was a similar set of revolutionary energies. This cycle is heating things up this year. We'll have Uranus square Pluto with us now through 2017, with a brief break later this year. Yes, that's a long cycle. Economic and social revolutions don't usually happen overnight. Uranus has an especially powerful entrance into Aries. That's because it sits at 0 degrees Aries from May 27th through August 13th. That's important because 0 degrees Aries is the most powerful degree in the entire zodiac. This alone suggests major new changes, including new technologies. I'll discuss more about these changes and new technologies in the next segment. However, most of these new technologies will not be considered good news by those in power, and thus we have the setup for the next revolution. Now, May 27th is exceptional in another way as well. That's because it's the date of our full moon for this month. What's coming to light at the full moon on May 27th are new technologies that could be ready soon, which will change the game. And since Uranus moves into Aries on this day, that suggests we'll see announcements for new energy technologies that will soon be available. Watch for surprises around this day, too. The rest of this full moon also suggests that the confidence in the stock market is dissolving, and stocks are on a long slide. Hey, it's okay as long as you're not in it. This is going to happen a lot this summer. The debt issue is still quite prominent and will be for most of the year. So protect yourself by getting some gold or silver coins, bars, electronically traded funds such as GLD or IAU. Gold still has a long way to go before it'll reach its peak of over 2,000 per ounce by the end of 2011. Now for a tip from my 2010 Good Timing Guide. In the center of the guide are pages that describe timing tips for many common activities at work and home. This includes tips for everything from administrative and accounting positions, advertising, computer services, and creative jobs, to work such as legal services, investments, management, marketing, manufacturing, mailings, and healthcare. There's even info for publishing and writing, professional services, purchasing, sales, real estate, speaking and training, and even relationship tips, and more. So check out those recommended job practices for your own work or your personal uses, because they provide valuable tips for using the guide. And lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens, and you can get this in your emails on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. To register, just go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And the link is in a box at the top right of the homepage. Get signed up today. Holy cow, major changes are just about here. Are you ready for a summer of revolution? Unexpected earth changes, or maybe the ETs or their technologies? Find out what's ahead when we come back from this short break. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Think about it. When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, that's what I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. On the front of the E-Cloth package, it claimed perfect cleaning with just water and chemical-free cleaning that's awesome on all hard surfaces. I was pretty skeptical, but gave it a try anyway. I started on my kitchen windows, then stovetop, then stove hood, granite counters, and finally the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well they cleaned. These results were accomplished without exposing my family to unknown negatives of household chemical cleaners. The cleaning power comes from fiber function, not a chemical reaction. It cleans better and is healthier, money-saving, and eco-friendly. No chemicals, no paper towels, and E-Cloths are reused for years. As a Dr. Pacho listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to eCloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat, D-R-P-A-T. That's eCloth.com. E-Cloths are for real. See for yourself. I know you'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
Are you tired of just surviving? Would you like to learn how to thrive? Make 2010 the start of a whole new you. Take charge by enrolling in your own personal boot camp offered by Sharon Roy of Raising Grace Coaching. In just 28 days, you will learn how to rise above your emotions and follow your heart to a life of peace, joy, and purpose. You will tap the power of your own imagination and higher wisdom to create emotional breakthrough strategies that work for you. Start thriving today. Visit raisinggrace.com or call 401-588-1799.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. today, I'm talking about looking ahead to our revolutionary summer. We have plenty of economic and social changes occurring this summer and fall, even ones we cannot anticipate. So this is the summer when the rubber meets the road and our revolution gets started. Are you ready? After that, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. We're now on final approach to a summer filled with unexpected major changes in new technologies. Next Thursday's full moon on May 27th ushers in this major change. Full moons are when things come to light. Basically, when we can see the entire moon, we can also see everything we need to know about our situations. It's fascinating that Uranus moves into Aries on a full moon. This is very powerful because full moons are known as times when people get all the information so they can make decisions. Now, as I mentioned earlier, Uranus's entrance into Aries is quite powerful, with it sitting at the most powerful point in the zodiac for 2.5 months. So we're about to see some powerful new beginnings and a powerful on guard to an economic and social revolution. Uranus in Aries is associated with new technologies, changes in the military, and war. Since Uranus represents radicals, aliens, and people who are different, it could also suggest that we'll be introduced to extraterrestrials or ET technologies in a new or bigger way. In addition, with Uranus square Pluto, we're likely to see a lot more corruption and fraud cases being revealed this year because that game is over. There's actually quite a lot of evidence that various governments and organizations have had very advanced technologies from ETs available to them for 50 years. They just haven't made it available to us. So it's interesting that there are quite a few people and organizations which are pursuing disclosure of this information and these technologies. It's actually possible that some of them will be successful in getting these new technologies introduced to the masses. Now, even without that, though, there are new devices coming out of Asia that allow you to generate your own electrical power once you have one of these devices. These are due out sometime this year, and at least one model can generate enough electricity to service an average home. We could also see free energy devices make an introduction. In any case, it could soon be possible for many people to own the equipment that will generate electrical power for their homes. Can you imagine that? That could cut out a lot of demand for pollution-generating power plants. One thing I can tell you for sure is that these new technologies will be revolutionary. But let's continue by looking at the bigger picture for this summer. Right after Uranus enters Aries, Jupiter comes into Aries to join the party. This pair of planets is known for creating unexpected growth opportunities. But, oh boy, these two planets are both square to Pluto, which represents the powers that be. And this means that those great new growth opportunities are immediately challenged by those who don't want to see their own empires become obsolete very quickly. So can you imagine what would happen if a set of technologies was introduced so that we didn't need gasoline to fuel our cars or the electric company to power our homes? Or what if Scotty showed up to tell us how to beam ourselves from one location to another? There's actually evidence that this technology already exists, too. But, of course, we're not the ones who get to use it. Now, just go check out some of the whistleblower stories at ProjectCamelotPortal.com. That's ProjectCamelot, C-A-M-E-L-O-T, Portal.com. Or how about a cure for HIV? That's now available, too. You can find out about that at www.jimhumble.biz. And I've included both of those links in today's What's Up in the Heavens. But this is only part of what's happening this summer. A big hullabaloo with new technologies that would make a lot of powerful companies obsolete is just part of the story. Or perhaps we really will have disclosure about extraterrestrials. That would be a major leap. But there's the other part of the story, too. This is also a very challenging period for the economy. Now, why is that? Because no one has done anything to lower the debt of our government. In fact, all those bailouts we did only increased it. So now the piper has to be paid, and what do we have to pay him with? More IOUs? As I've mentioned on previous shows, the sovereign debt problems for Greece, Spain, Portugal, Ireland, and Italy are just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to sovereign debt problems. Who has the largest set sovereign debt problem in the entire world? It's us. Yes, the USA. There are plenty of other countries with major debt issues, too. We just happen to be the largest country with the largest debt problem, and it gets worse every day. So in early June, we set the scene for threatening and unexpected growth opportunities as Jupiter enters Aries and hangs out with Uranus. But by July 26th, we get more major challenges as Saturn re-enters the sign of Libra. As this happens, Saturn opposes Uranus for the last of five times. This has been happening since November 2008 when we elected President Obama. But this time is different. The other four times, Saturn opposed Uranus in the signs of Virgo and Pisces. But the final opposition ends in the signs of Libra and Aries. This suggests a whole new game is at hand, one with big unexpected changes. And indeed, Saturn is also square to Pluto, suggesting major structural changes to the economy are here too, including potentially another downturn. All of this would be plenty enough, especially since we haven't seen anything like this since the Great Depression. But on top of that, Mars enters the picture by joining Saturn in Libra a few days later on July 30th. This means that we also get Mars square to Pluto and opposite both Jupiter and Uranus. That suggests lots of highly unstable, volatile, and explosive energy, along with transformation of our motivations. Fortunately, Saturn is there to help restrain the volatility, but still questionable as to whether or not a war could start, especially in the Middle East. A better potential would be for Iran to throw out its leaders and form an alliance with Israel. Now, wouldn't that be a surprise? Is that even possible? This summer, anything is possible. Hey, if ETs could get introduced this summer, don't you think anything else could happen too? Big surprises are very likely this summer. So let me summarize all these various components now. We have a new game, probably due to new technologies that aren't well received by the powers that be. We could potentially be introduced to extraterrestrials. Now, that would be a new game. Then we have major economic challenges, lots of corruption being exposed, and the potential for a war or highly explosive energies. We also have the potential for more Earth changes. Yes, earthquakes, volcanoes, major fires, asteroids, larger hurricanes and tornadoes. So if you live in an area with any of these potentials, I strongly encourage you to set aside some extra food, first aid supplies, and other emergency supplies, just in case your area is hit with any of these Earth changes. Now, let's talk some more about those economic challenges. The U.S. debt is way too high. The U.S. dollar is under serious challenges, and the Federal Reserve is also under severe stress. It looks like the Federal Reserve will finally get audited. At long last, perhaps we'll finally find out what's really going on there. There's also the potential for a new currency that would replace the dollar, which would be one way out of this mess. Astrologically, this summer through spring of 2011 is a very challenging period for the U.S. dollar and our U.S. debt. It still remains to be seen whether the U.S. can avoid defaulting on U.S. Treasury bonds now through 2015. Whether or not that happens will depend on the choices we make or don't make and when we make them. At some point, the interest alone on the U.S. debt will become higher than the entire budget, and then we'll be at game over. For this reason, I'm going to tell you the best way you can preserve your wealth. The dollar is decreasing in value every year, and as this happens, gold is continuing to go up. I started telling people to buy gold in 1999, back when it was about $260 per ounce. Now it's around $1,200 per ounce, and it's still a good buy. Before this is all over, gold will go to well over $2,000 per ounce, and that's likely to happen by the end of 2011. Now that should give you some idea what kind of economic ride we're in for, since the U.S. dollar will undergo some considerable challenges in order for gold to go that high. So get prepared this summer for surprises and changes by keeping some emergency supplies on hand. trade some of your stocks and bonds for some gold coins or ETFs like GLD or IAU. And you can get standard issue gold coins from your local coin dealers. And be flexible. We're all likely to get our beliefs and stories changed this summer. Now, next, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week your tip is this. Stick them up. Hand over your old stories or else give up your prosperity. Do you think I'm kidding? The universe may not be holding you at gunpoint to change your stories, but before the summer is over, you may think it is. So whatever isn't working in your job or life is directly related to a limiting story or belief that you've probably been telling for eons. It's time to change them. And you can literally create anything with the right set of thoughts, but you cannot create something different by sticking with the same ones. So make a pact with your coworkers to help each other tell new stories. Your prosperity depends on it. Next Friday, I'll take your calls. And up next is Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com or call us for a consultation, timing, or to order at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And while you're at my site, remember to order your 2010 Good Timing Guide newsletter so you can have the wind at your back. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2011 Good Timing Guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2011 Good Timing Guide today.
Do your emotions stop you from experiencing lasting prosperity and joy? Learn to rise above your emotional ceiling with expert guidance from certified life coach Sharon Roy. Sharon's techniques have helped clients worldwide to succeed happily, and now she wants to share this gift with you. For a limited time, Sharon is offering a free 45-minute emotional breakthrough session that could change your life. Call 401-588-1799. That's 401-588-1799. Or visit succeedhappily.com to claim your free session. That's succeedhappily.com.
Are you concerned about a specific health issue? Do you want to know what causes it? Are you ready to tap into the inner wisdom of your body and listen to what it is telling you? It's a scientific fact that your health condition, present circumstance, and excess weight are not the result of your diet, exercise regime, or genetic makeup. Your thoughts, feelings, and emotions all directly and specifically influence all your body functions, including heart rate, digestion, and organs. Anger is stored in the liver, resentment is stored in the gallbladder, and lack of support shows up in your back. Our bodies give us clues to how we have been thinking, feeling, and acting. Dr. Cal specializes in interpreting these clues, ignites your inner healer, and guides you step by step to continuous, positive, and lasting health changes. When you change your mind, you change your life. Get in your driver's seat today. Visit AskDrKel.com. That's AskDrKel.com.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org. Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.